Hi there. The word for today is on dealing with depression. In 1 Kings 19 verse 4, we read, "Lord, take my life, for I am no better than my ancestors." Elijah said that. And that leads me to another thought on depression. Another cause for depression is comparing ourselves with other people. In Elijah's case, here he is comparing himself with his ancestors. We think, if I could just be like so-and-so, I'd be happy. Not so. When you compare yourself with other people, you're asking for trouble. There's only one person you should strive to be, and that's your best self. When you try to imitate another person or act like them, invariably, you end up depressed. You need to be honest with yourself and be who you are. God loves you just as you are. But he loves you too much to leave you that way, so he'll keep working on you. But he wants you to be yourself. That's all he expects. When we start comparing ourselves to other people, we fall into another trap. We compare our weaknesses with their strengths. We forget that these people may be weak in areas where we are strong. And what's more, we try to motivate ourselves through self-criticism and condemnation. We do it by, quote, shooting ourselves. You say, what do you mean? Well, we say things like, I should be able to be like so-and-so, or I should be able to act better, or I should be able to accomplish it, or I should be able to stop doing it. As if whipping ourselves verbally is going to change us. Nagging doesn't work when we do it to another person. And it doesn't work when we do it to ourselves either. So what's the solution? Start reprogramming your mind with God's life-changing word. The Bible says in 2 Peter 3 verse 4, reading from the New Living Bible, "By his divine power God has given us, listen to it, everything we need for living a godly life." But he doesn't stop there. He goes on and tells us, "We have received all of this by coming to know or be intimate with him, the one who called us to himself." Here it comes. "He has given us his great and precious promises that enable you to share his divine nature and escape the world's corruption caused by human desires." And that's the word for you today.